Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm extremely excited to have Governor Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, with us. He's also the star of the hit TV show, number one new show on True TV, picked up for a second season. He's been out shooting in the last month, back from Mexico. A lot has happened behind the scenes. Of course, I'm not allowed to talk about it, and the governor, the head of the show, he can talk about as much of it as he wants, but it's been very interesting. I'll tell you this, I can't get emails because I'm consulting some on it, from home, from my employees' emails, to Tyrell and other people working on the show. So there's a lot of chicanery going on with the governor out there on the road because he's getting close to some really dangerous issues. He'll talk about the oil spill. We'll get into the economy, the wars, McChrystal, all of it today. Of course, his new book has been on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 2 months. It's available in bookstores everywhere. Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies. It's also available at Infowars.com. And he's not on the talk circuit right now. You know, a few times a year he comes out, does interviews. He's giving us this interview. He gave Larry King one a few weeks ago. And so I feel very honored to have the governor join us. Governor, great to have you.
Great to be here, Alex. No, I only did the Larry interview because they requested and that Oliver Stone was going to be on. And I thoroughly enjoy Oliver's movie making and his talent. And if we can go on that for a moment, he sent me a copy of his film. I think it's called South of the Border, the documentary, and I watched it. And as I said on Larry King, I urge everyone to watch this film because it's on Hugo Chavez and it's on South America, and it also covers how things that we're hearing here through our media are totally wrong from what the reality is down there.
Well, I know the media lied and said that Chavez had said that a U.S. weapon caused the Haitian earthquake, and then it did get retracted later, but a little bitty paragraph in the Washington Post, the New York Times, he never said that.
Well, the thing is about it, it's even bigger than that, Alex. It's a case of this. It's now clear to me, and I don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-business. I'm not anti-anything, really. I'm a great believer in freedom. But it seems that any country that nationalizes their oil and nationalizes their natural resources and doesn't let our corporations go in there and, for lack of better terms, rape and pillage them, well, we then call that person a communist, a dictator, and we start working to oust them. I mean, we attempted a coup against Chavez back in 2003, but the people, the guy's been voted into office so many times you can't imagine. All the other South American leaders love the guy. He comes from a very modest background of being one of the people. He truly is. And let people be their own judge. But when Oliver and I were on the show, here comes Congressman, what's his name from Florida?
Ding dong.
Baseball, Connie Back. And he's advocating that this film should be banned. And I ask him, have you seen it? And he goes, no. That's the big picture, Alex, is that we're supposed to be a free country. You don't have to like Hugo Chavez, but you should at least have the ability to learn about the guy from alternative sources and not just what our government tells us about him.
Well, that's the Renaissance way. And I did watch the Larry King episode, and he did say, basically, ban it. And what an amazing anti-American statement. Even if I disagree with something, I think that it should be available.
We don't ban things here. You know, banning things, that's ridiculous. We learn because we learn all about things and then make proper judgments, and we can all make them. But you certainly can't make them if you're not getting necessarily the whole truth or can't seek alternative methods of learning about stuff. If we rely solely on our government, Alex, and the mainstream soundbite media, we will be the most ignorant nation in the world.
Well, in many respects, we are. Stay there, Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoubliShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the balance of the hour, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us for this exclusive interview. And we're going to get into the open announcements of the federalization of the Internet, the march towards war with Iran. We're going to cover Lieberman and McCain's bill to secretly arrest U.S. citizens outside of judicial law, and only an act of Congress can order your release or even find out where you are. We're going to discuss all of this today, and he's also had some really spooky things happen. I wish he could tell you more, but he'll tell you as much as he can. You know, with his contract with True TV, he can't, you know, ahead of the season tell you what's happening with the production, but it is wild what is going on. So that's coming up later in the hour. But for folks that just joined us, Governor, you were getting into a few weeks ago when you did Larry King, one of the only interviews you've done since you got back from Mexico, and they had this congressman on calling for the censorship of this Oliver Stone movie about Latin American leaders, Hugo Chavez, and their systems of government. And whether you agree with the film or hate the film, you shouldn't call for censoring it. But you've seen the film. Break down why you think it's viewing that everybody should see.
Well, everybody should see it because Oliver shows clearly how what the truth is and then shows how our mainstream media completely lie to us. They tell us a completely different story about the truth of what's going on. And the other thing that's huge is that the South American people, all they want to do is control their own destiny. They don't want us meddling and attempting to you know, do things down there that we've been doing for decades and decades. Like one of the leaders says, I'll be happy to have a United States military base in my country if they'll give me one by Miami. Now, isn't that fair? How is it that we can put military bases in all these foreign countries, yet they can't put any here?
Well, on top of that, we've got...
I mean, it's just things like that. And the other thing is, Alex, is they're now banding together six or eight of the countries down there, and they're not going to do business necessarily on foreign policy with the U.S. unless Cuba's included. And I think that's a wonderful idea.
Well, the quickest way to bring more freedom to Cuba would be to end the embargo.
Absolutely. The embargo is a miserable failure. It doesn't hurt Castro or his brother a bit. The only thing it harms is the Cuban people. That's the only thing.
Let's talk about that. You have met Fidel Castro, and then you actually got followed by the CIA. Tell folks what happened when you were in Cuba when you were governor and the aftermath of that.
I'm probably the only elected official who actually sat down with Fidel Castro, and I had an hour with him, and it was when he was in better health. You know, this was back in 2002. You know, since then I've heard, you know, it's only what I've heard that he's had health problems. But at the time I met him, he was sharp as a whip. I mean, you couldn't get a thing by him. In fact, when I was sitting with him, I only had an hour. I wore a watch, then I happened to just glance down at my watch to see that I had 20 minutes left. Castro was so perceptive immediately, and I just glanced. And when I looked up, he said, "I'm sorry, am I keeping you from something?" And I, of course, was honest. I said, "No, sir." I said, "But I know I only have an hour with you," and I glanced at my watch, and I see that I only have 20 minutes left, and I'd like to ask you some personal questions if I could. And he said to me, "Ask me anything you want." And so then I went in and asked him about the murder of John F. Kennedy, because it was something that I had studied for the better part of my adult life. And here I had a chance to talk to someone who was right in the middle of it, and who in some scenarios he was attempted to be blamed for it. And so I wanted to get his perception of what happened back then. And, you know, if you're open-minded like me, I realize that there, to every story, there's going to be three or four sides to that story. And to fully understand the story, you need to talk to three or four sides. And that's the problem, again, getting back to our country today, Alex. We're not getting three or four sides. We're getting one.
Well, as you've said, we have the two parties that are really almost identical twins. And they give us basically different flavors of poison Kool-Aid. But at the end of the day, there's really no difference.
No, there's none whatsoever. It's all the stuff that's coming out, you know, and then we'll transition now. You know, let's go to the show. We've been out shooting some episodes, and last week I spent the whole 2 to 3 days basically under surveillance by Homeland Security and tailed by the Coast Guard and all other sorts of stuff. And we weren't doing anything illegal at all. We were merely going somewhere to film something.
Well, they've got to know that Governor Jesse Ventura isn't going to stage a terror attack.
Well, I would think they wouldn't. I think that my record speaks for itself, that I love my country, but that I'm a firm believer, Alex, that before you go out and chastise someone like Hugo Chavez, that you should make sure that your own backyard is clean and tidy and up to snuff.
Can you even give people
that about the United States of America today? We have a lot of problems in our own backyard that we ought to take care of instead of meddling in everyone else's business.
Can you give people a hint as to the type of thing you were trying to get a look at?
Well, we just wanted to film a certain location in the country. So, and we were in the water. We were in international water. And we just wanted to photograph what was there. And we were tailed by the Coast Guard and put under surveillance by Homeland Security.
Well,
and before we could even go out, we had a whole harbor of boats that wouldn't take us because of fear of Homeland Security.
And now...
Alex, isn't Homeland Security there supposed to be protecting us?
Yes, they are.
Then why are they striking fear into United States citizens, red, white, and blue people through and through, like me and you, and like a lot of these fishermen? Why are they spreading that type of fear to them?
Well, it's come out in Homeland Security documents that they wear the black uniforms to intimidate.
I don't know about all that, but you know what? I'm starting to call them the Gestapo. And that's some pretty strong words, Alex.
It is. Elaborate on that, Governor.
Well, to me, they seem to be some sort of security force that's getting control of everything in our country now, and they supersede anything else because they're federal. Much the same as the federales in Mexico.
Well, they've also been caught breaking the law, spying without warrants on American citizens, that even in non-terror-related cases, and they don't want you showing the public what you were showing because there's 36 of those they're building around the country, and it's not defensive, but I better be quiet at that.
What you're talking about is not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I knew you guys were working on that other thing.
No,
oh,
we're working on all sorts of different stuff right now. We got 8 to 10 episodes to do, and I'm already working on 3 to 4 right now as we speak. Some days I'm doing this episode, other days I'm doing that one. But, then I also found it very interesting. I went to a place where, Alex, for the mere infraction of trespassing, it's become a capital offense.
Really?
They can shoot and kill you for trespassing.
And that's a place out in the desert.
Well, and there's no fences or anything. And if you make the mistake and cross this line out there, it's authorized. They can kill you without a trial or anything.
Governor, your phone was just breaking up. I hate to add to the conspiracy atmosphere, but I repeat what you just said because your phone was breaking up.
I'm sorry. Well, the place that we were at has no fences or anything. It's parked, but there's nothing to stop anyone from going through, and lethal force is authorized. Now imagine if you're out in the desert, you're not paying attention, and you're riding a dirt bike or something. And you pass by this particular boundary that's not very well marked, and they have the right to shoot you and kill you?
Because they say they have the right.
Well, it says that it's authorized, and that the federal law is listed underneath it. So apparently somewhere along the line, our Congress gave them the right to kill you for trespassing.
Well, I agree with you, Governor, just like Congress in the past said blacks weren't human.
You know, I mean, somewhere along the line that must have taken place because it's written on law on the when you read it.
Well, you've got Homeland Security all over you. You know, as part of my role, consulting some on the show, just with facts and information and research, I can't get an email to anybody all of a sudden.
You know, let me work on that. You know, I'll find out about that probably over the weekend and early next week. But, you know, I don't know if it's really that mysterious, Alex, or not. I'm not sure yet. But I just am appalled because, I mean, I was a governor. I'm a mayor. I served my country for 6 years in the Navy. I'm as patriotic as anybody could imagine. And it just seems like if you speak out now or question anything in this country, you will be treated like you're some adversary to the country.
Well, that's because the country's been seized by offshore banks that have been looting trillions of dollars from us, and Homeland Security and the military now work for them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm not sure. You know, it's very well. How about the news in Afghanistan? Now I know why we're there.
Oh yes, the
lithium.
The lithium. And
oh yeah, the biggest. Now it becomes very clear to me why we're in Afghanistan.
Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Quick break. We're going to come back with him. Get into Afghanistan. General Stanley McChrystal and a little bit more about the TV show he's working on. This is really informative, exciting information.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Well, Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. He's the best-selling author of American Conspiracy. It's available at InfoWars.com, along with his last bestseller at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with Governor Jesse Ventura. I've got a bunch of Twitter questions I'm going to get to as well for the governor. But continuing, a lot of other things have happened with the TV show. But we'll just leave it at that because you're still working on a lot of these stories and don't want to alert the establishment to what you're doing. But before we get into Afghanistan, going back to You saying it appears Homeland Security's Gestapo. I mean, you are intensifying your view of these people. Why?
Well, because I find them in my dealings with them to be very uncooperative. They seem to use a lot of scare tactics. And, you know, excuse me, we're United States citizens. Our police and our whatever should not be out there and using those types of behavior. The bottom line is this, Alex. A few months ago, I signed a check for well into six figures to the United States government, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I paid my freaking taxes. Well, I'm sure it's the same in Austin, Texas, as it is in South Minneapolis. And that's this. When you're paying the money, doesn't that make you the boss?
That's our republic. That's our form of government.
No, I mean in life.
Yes.
If you're paying the money, that makes you the boss.
The customer's always right.
Well, I'm paying the money, and these people treat me like I'm some sort of criminal. I had one of them, quote, say to me, "You're not the governor anymore," with his back turned to me.
Wow.
Now, I found that completely disrespectful, and I found it outrageous that these people that I pay their salaries with my taxes, and they can speak and treat to me in that manner.
Oh, well, it's come out that Homeland Security is surveilling members of Congress. Same thing in England. They're using MI6 and MI5 to spy on members of Parliament. When a member of Parliament released the info, they SWAT teamed his house in a, quote, search for intimidation. So the bureaucracy has just run wild.
Well, you know, I can't answer any of that, Alex, because I'm ignorant to it. All I can, you know, I live in Mexico half the year, but all I can say is that's the results that I've gotten since I've been back in the U.S., and it makes me want to go back to Mexico because even the federales aren't that bad.
Well, this is amazing. I sure wish you could tell people more, but they'll see it on the television transmission. When is that coming up? In the fall again?
Yeah, it should be. Just don't mark it in. Don't put it in stone, but look for it around October. You know, just around, I think, around October, hopefully.
And
that's,
I guess,
what
it's,
I'm hoping for anyway. There's nothing, you know, I don't know definitive time or anything at this point in time, but I would say mid through the fall that we'll be far enough along to where we can start airing another 8 to 10 episodes.
And it's too early to let people in on what some of the episodes are about.
No, I'll never do that.
Sure.
If I do that, they can.
No, no, I understand.
Learning when everyone else does.
Same here. I know the shows, and I've got my mouth completely zipped. But this season is going to be even more hardcore than the last. I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Well, it might be. It's certainly, it's starting off with a lot more resistance than the first season did. And usually when you're getting more resistance, that means it could be more exciting.
What's the old World War II?
Put it this way. It's been more exciting for me so far.
But you're a fighter. I mean, that makes you only want to push harder.
Well, you know, I believe in my country, and I believe that the citizens of the country are supposed to be number one, and it seems that we're not anymore. And so in light of that fact, I'll always fight to try to make it that the citizens are number one, because that's what I believe our forefathers had in mind when they created the country.
We're going to go to break in a moment, and I do want to come back and get into Afghanistan and then the BP oil spill.
Oh, like I said, Alex, I now know why we're in Afghanistan. It's called lithium. That's what every computer, every cell phone, everything that our modern technology must have. It's as valuable as oil, and they've determined Afghanistan is the best spot in the world that has it. That makes things way more clear to me as to why. The war on terror is a sidelight. That's the cannon fodder. That's the red herring.
Let's elaborate on that with Governor Jesse Ventura on the other side of this quick break. Of course, the new book out for several months on the New York Times bestseller list, going to number 4, American Conspiracies. We've got it discounted at Infowars.com, and you can get a free film of your choice when you get the book at Infowars.com. So you can't beat that deal, and you support the movement to awaken the American people to this global crime syndicate. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We're going to get into the war, McChrystal, the oil spill, a bunch of other issues, but I wish you knew what I knew about the new season of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura coming up in the fall. Now, you were worried, Governor, last time that it wouldn't air, and you had a bet with the crew and with myself and others that it wasn't going to air, and then it did air and got top ratings. Now, you say you're getting a lot more resistance. Do you think there's a chance it won't air this time?
It won't be from the people at True TV, Mark Juris, because he's assured me, in fact, he told me point blank, eye to eye, that it never ever entered a conversation that these shows wouldn't air. And so, unless, you know, I fully now expect them to air. I mean, they let the first season go. How would they now come out for the second round and say, no, these can't? So, I'm moving forward with the full anticipation that they'll all be on.
Well, it's also a number one show, so if something happens there, you're going to be able to find another venue if you choose to continue your important work.
Well, I don't know, because let's all remember a lot of the TV stations fall under the same corporate umbrella. You know, that situation does loom out there, you know. Just like what I've learned through the grapevine, you know, things pass through the grapevine and you learn a lot more 5-7 years later. I now learned that MSNBC badmouthed me and said that I was impossible to work with and all sorts of
Well, I wanted to bring that up. National polls now show that Obama is dipping below 40 points. He's losing his Democrat support. He's now expanded more wars than George Bush has, statistically, according to the Washington Post as well. I mean, this war situation just goes on and on and on. What's your view on that?
Well, for me, it's as simple as this, Alex. It's time to end this nonsense. We're the only country in the world that is occupying other countries and invading other countries. We're the only one. Nobody else out there is occupying anybody. And my view is let's not only bring the troops home, let's bring our, how many, 78 foreign bases or whatever ridiculous amount it is all throughout the world. Let's come home. That day should be over with. That's my opinion. People may not agree with me, but my opinion is enough of this.
Well, we wouldn't be bankrupt if we weren't trying to be an empire. And the point I always try to point out is the American people pay for this empire, but we're not getting any of the goods that are being extracted. And that would be immoral even if we were. But this idea that we're going to get the money from the $1 trillion of lithium or we're going to get the oil. No, we fit the bill for these multinational corporations that use our nation as their muscle.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not new. Go back and read about two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner General Smedley Butler. He wrote a great book way back in the early part of the last century, talking about in the end of his fabulous military career, he felt that they were nothing but the strong arm for corporate America down in Central and South America. That when they wouldn't cooperate, they sent Smedley and the Marine Corps in. And that's what I got in trouble about a month and a half ago, or whatever, 2 months, maybe longer now. I don't know, time flies when you're having fun. But I went on Fox News and stated unequivocally, I said, why does this country think that we're so shocked that we would get attacked by terrorists if indeed we did, to the level we have? And I said, when we've been practicing terrorism for 50 years, we just call it foreign policy.
Well, now they have over 1,000 drones operated by the Pentagon and the CIA separately, where people 10,000 miles away, 25-year-olds, are piloting drones. And now the headline in the AP was CIA to now kill with drones unnamed terrorists. And if they just see someone with a gun in Pakistan or Afghanistan, they drop a Hellfire missile on them. And they admit, if we kill 150 people at a wedding to kill one bad guy, that's okay. Since when is dropping a bomb on a wedding and killing a bunch of men, women, and children because they think one bad guy may be there? Since when is that not terror?
Well, and not only that, but look what we've done to Cuba for 50 years. Cuba has done nothing to us, you know, yet we've blown up ships in their harbor, we've attempted to destroy their cane field, attempted to destroy their economy, we put an embargo on them that has caused them nothing but suffering down there, we've attempted to kill their president, and of course you're familiar with the character Orlando Bosch, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, well here's a guy that blew up a Cuban plane with 73 civilians on it.
And he was admittedly CIA.
And he gets pardoned by George Bush Sr.
He was admittedly CIA and got pardoned by George Bush Sr. Blew up the Olympic team, the Cuban Olympic team. But on top of that, we have the ABC News headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize cities as pretext for war with Cuba. They had a 9/11 style attack planned to be blamed on Cuba, but Kennedy said no.
Exactly. And that was way back in 61 called Operation Northwoods. And the point of the matter is, and why do you think Che Guevara grew to hate us so much? Here was a guy who was a medical doctor, someone that took the oath of healing, and he ended up a revolutionary that murdered people and all of that. But the big question to ask is, why did he feel that way? Well, he felt that way when he took the motorcycle ride in South America, and he saw indigenous people that had lived on the land for 200 to 300 years being forced off the land by United Fruit and U.S. corporations. That's why we're hated so much throughout the world, is because we inflict ourselves upon. And another thing to where we inflict is in the so-called war on drugs. That's just an excuse to give us a military presence in all these other countries.
Well, I mean, the Pentagon knows, our own government knows, that if they decriminalize drugs, almost all the crime will disappear like a vapor, and that Mexico is collapsing because of the drug war down there, the cartels battling each other, and you've got the cartels that are allied with the government who pay the government off, waging war on the other cartels that aren't laundering their money through U.S. banks. That's what the whole war is really about. And now, Governor, I know you've been out of the country and on the TV show, Fox News interviewed a Marine Corps colonel who admitted, yes, we grow the opium over there. We have to, or the Taliban will get the market. You know, that's the excuse in the 1980s of shipping the crack cocaine in was, well, if we don't ship it in, somebody else will. I mean, this is incredible. So they're now admitting, even in Reuters and AP, that our government is producing the opium in Afghanistan.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because by everything that I've read, when the Taliban took over, they put them out of business. But they took these guys and started tossing them in jail and stuff and literally shut down the opium business. And what's interesting is it coincides perfect with the collapse of the banks. And now the opium business is back up full throttle again, and the banks are back doing good business, aren't they?
$500+ billion a year out of Afghanistan alone, laundered, leveraged. That's you can leverage it 10 times through the fractional reserve banking. Good point, Governor Ventura. Governor Jesse Ventura joins us. His new book is several months on the New York Times bestseller list, as high as number 4. Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. It's also available at Infowars.com. I think the good news here, though, is your show number 1 for a new show on True TV. Your book a bestseller. Judge Andrew Napolitano is the best guy on Fox, anti-corruption. His new show premiered on Fox Business, highest ratings ever on that network. Anybody who tells it like it is successful, and I think that's a mirror of the state of the country. There is an awakening happening. Are you seeing that when you travel around America?
I'm starting to see the kindling starting again. You know, some people have gotten in contact with me, that have said that the Tea Party has been taken over by, Sarah Palin and them, but there still is a core group of Tea Party people out there, the Ron Paul people. And they're out there, and they're starting to grumble a little bit, and we're starting to see more. But I have to tell you something, Alex. I no longer support the third party movement.
Why is that?
Well, I know you'll find that shocking, but here's why. I believe so strongly that the two parties make the rules, and for any third party to play in the game, they're going to have to corrupt themselves just like the Democrats and Republicans do. Well, we already have a two-headed monster. Why would we want a three-headed one? Instead, this is my position now. My position now is I want political parties banned. Get rid of them.
Well, the founders had a big debate about that, because look at the parliamentary system in England. You can have 4 or 5 parties, the same special interests, just buy them all off.
Well, the thing is this, we've already got 2 corrupt parties. Why do we need a third? And for me, it's mostly in the voting booth, Alex. You can still have political parties. They can still endorse, but no one can officially be part of them. We need to turn them into being nothing more than lobbyists, too.
Well, that's an interesting idea because...
And that way, wait, let me finish. And that way, when you go in to vote, all you see is the name John Smith. It doesn't say John Smith Republican, John Smith Democrat. See, people are given the scapegoat of being able to vote for the party rather than the person. This forces you to go back voting for the person rather than the party.
Wow, that's a really good idea, because then you also don't have the mafia of the parties who, when new congressmen and women come in, they tell them you're not going to have any authority or power unless you play ball,
exactly.
And then the vote is negated.
Exactly. Turn the parties into nothing more than lobbyists. You have to run on your name. No party can be listed on a ballot. It also then makes it incumbent for you, the voter, to educate yourself, which is also good.
Well, the problem with third parties is they can never build up the muscle of the other parties that are over 200 years old.
And that's because they have to corrupt themselves, Alex. When the two parties make the rules to the game and control it as completely as they do, the only way a third party can survive is by falling to the same corruption. And then you've got a three-headed monster instead of a two-headed one.
Well, you've always said vote out incumbents and don't vote for Democrats or Republicans, but the good news is every incumbent is being voted out in the off-year elections. Every pro-establishment candidate, be they Republican or Democrat, whether it's...
That's a hell of a start.
I mean, well, this isn't just one party's in favor and other party's out of favor. This is a real political realignment, and the media ran a hoax a year and a half ago. They ignored Republicans being booed at town halls. They only focused on Democrats being booed, and they lied and said the Tea Parties were Republican. That then became a self-fulfilling prophecy where Democrats then wouldn't be involved with them. And so that was MSNBC and Fox literally engaged in a stage tag team. But going back to MSNBC, I had them demonize me a few weeks ago. They came down here, Chris Matthews, interviewed me for about 2 hours, and they used about 3 minutes of me, took it all out of context, edited it, and basically said that I'm calling for violence, and which I've never done in any way. And that's the new talking point. And I've just found that MSNBC is the most deceptive and nasty group I've ever seen. And what's your take on that? Because you experienced.
Well, I have a bit of a biased opinion, I guess, because, like I said, they hired me on a 3-year contract. And then when they learned I was opposed to the invade, because remember, when they hired me, they were not leftists. Keith Olbermann was not a liberal then. They were Fox Light. They were attempting to compete with Fox, we laughingly called them Fox Light. And when they found out that I, and they had just hired Phil Donahue, and Phil was their number one rated show, when they found out that Phil and I both opposed the invasion and the war in Iraq before it happened, Phil was removed, the number one show, and I wasn't allowed on.
And that shows what political whores they are. Keith Olbermann will read whatever he's told off that teleprompter.
They all will. Hannity will. Glenn, you know, I just glanced at a book on Glenn Beck. You know what his claim to fame is? Completely? He's a top 40 disc jockey. Now, why should he carry any credibility whatsoever? He's never been an elected official. He's never worked in government. He never served his country in the military. He hasn't done anything but be a top 40 disc jockey who found his niche in what he's doing, and he's becoming exceptionally wealthy over it.
Well, my issue with Beck is he's flip-flopped so much, and he just came out of nowhere in 2002. And for those of us that have been doing this for decades, it's frustrating to see him turn the entire awakening movement into some type of corporate Republican foxoid animal so it can be discredited and so the movement against tyranny can be basically co-opted. That's my problem with Glenn Beck. I mean, I sent him where the FEMA camps are, the civilian inmate labor camp program, the Houston Chronicle, the Wall Street Journal about the FEMA camps. I mean, it's actually hidden in plain view. And on his show, he just came out and debunked straw men. And he's done that. So, I mean, he said Ron Paul supporters may be violent terrorists. And then now he says he loves Ron Paul. So he's always followed that government talking point. And so I know he's not for real. I don't have to even agree with somebody 90% to like him. I mean, I disagree with some of your views, but I know you're for real. I know you can be counted on. I know you really stand for something and are a good guy, you know, at your bottom. But with Beck, he is a...
They're all that way. Every one of them. I learned that when I was doing my show. One of the big fights I had with MSNBC on a daily basis, they would send you what topics you could talk about. And for me, at that time it was Kobe Bryant and Lacey Peterson. Now, those are good human interest stories if you're into National Enquirer stuff. I'm not into that. I'm into news that affects us on a general basis, everyone in the country, in some way, shape, or form. And those types of stories don't. And so I would fight with them every day from on high, saying I'm not doing Lacey Peterson, I'm not doing Kobe Bryant. Well, I don't care to have an opinion on either. Yes, the Peterson thing was a tragic murder, but there were 10,000 other murders that took place. place.
Well, what it is, Governor, is a feedback loop, as you know. They set the agenda with fluff and crap, because if they ever gave us real issues, and then it would become a self-fulfilling process where the people would want to know about real issues instead of being distracted with, you know, what happened with a murder in the Caribbean or what's going on with a congressman and his pages. People would be talking about real issues, but now that the alternative media has gotten so powerful.
Hey, you want to hear what one of the big stories up here in Minnesota is lately?
What?
There's a state legislator who came out a number of years ago that he was gay, right? Which is fine and dandy. I have no problem electing gay people to office. If they can do the job, who cares? Well, the big thing up here now is he was seen going out to dinner with supposedly some porno star. Well, how does that affect any way he governs? It has nothing to do. It's his private life.
Well, they feed us with this propaganda. And so the question I have for you, and we're skipping the break here. This is a network break, so stay with us, everyone. Here's Politico. Lieberman bill would strip citizenship, secretly arrest you, put you in a dungeon. It's moving through the Senate right now. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet, and the FCC announces new regulations. They're proposing a box in your house. They're already putting this in Australia, software that blocks what you're allowed to look at and surveils what you're doing. And so what's happening is they know the alternative media is kicking the hind end of the corporate media that wants to force all of this fluff on us. And so they are now moving as a perfect storm, corporate media and government, to try to block the alternative media, Governor.
You know, if people aren't outraged over that, if that doesn't cause a revolution, what should? I mean, that's absurd. And I can't believe Joe Lieberman's Jewish, isn't he?
Yes.
Of all people, why would he support something like that?
It's insane. It sounds like something right out of Stalinist Russia or Nazi Germany.
It sounds right out of Nazi Germany to me. Exactly. And that's what just baffles me. Him, of all people, would be the signer and the carrier of this bill that would give government control over literally, and they could define who's considered good and who's considered bad.
The bill actually says for any intelligence person, for any intelligence reason, it's the Violent Belligerence Act, that a designate of the Attorney General or the President or the Pentagon, that they can literally snatch and grab you and use enhanced interrogation, and that you can never be released, never given a trial, and only an act of Congress can even find out where you are.
And this is going to be inside the United States of America.
This is racing through the Senate right now. John McCain's the co-sponsor, and they have a bill that mirrors the bureaucracy of the FCC and Federal Trade Commission. They have a bill that puts into black boxes and has cybersecurity take over the internet. They're already building the NSA hubs. They've got one down at San Antonio. When reporters try to go take photos of the huge facility, police come out and arrest them. That's in the news. I mean, Governor, this, you're right when you say Gestapo. This is a total takeover right now of our society.
Well, if you know, what can you say? If we allow them to do that, then I guess we deserve what we allow them to do.
Well, God bless you. You're fighting hard. I mean, you could have just retired and ridden off into the sunset. I know that's what you want to do. But, I mean, here you are fighting the tyranny, and now you're being surveilled and followed around by Homeland Security.
Well, you know, what can you say? It's nice to be popular.
Well, we've only got about 5-6 minutes left, Governor. I just can't thank you enough for giving us this exclusive interview outside of any other interviews you're doing this week or even.
Oh, I'm doing none, Alex. In fact, I'm playing a lot of golf right now on every day that I'm not working, because I'm treating this whole summer as a full work summer. So on days that I'm not working, I'm doing what I'm relaxing to the max, no different than when somebody works Monday through Friday. Well, on the weekend they relax, and so when I'm home now, I relax because I'm now out on the road again. And, I'm not getting any younger at doing all this stuff.
Absolutely. We appreciate the exclusive interview and your time. Getting into some other subjects here, the Gulf oil spill. I mean, Obama and his controllers really have blocked the states and others from creating.
You know, to me, it's unconscionable. How could an oil company not have a plan in place for a leak? That's the bottom line to me, Alex. They drill all these wells under the surface of the ocean all over the world, and they don't have a clue how to cap one off if something goes wrong?
Well, looks like Obama may get his carbon tax because of this, though. I mean, what does putting a bunch of taxes on us have to do with fixing the oil well?
It doesn't. But the point is, how on earth can they... I'm speechless. How could they not have some type of emergency standard operating procedure that is not in place if one of these things goes haywire?
I agree with you.
That's where the bottom line ends for me. And yet now they want to build more of them, and they still don't know how to cap them off. Shouldn't they learn how to cap them off if something goes wrong before we continue to drill more of them?
Well, they knew how, and they ordered Halliburton and Anadarko, who were running the rig, to not follow those procedures.
Who did?
BP did. That's actually, I've called for criminal investigations.
Well, that's outrageous, you know. And like I said, before any new drilling's done, they better have a rock-solid procedure that works to stop it if something goes wrong.
Well, yes, sir, Governor, they did, and I've got the Coast Guard hearings they had 3 weeks ago. It's gotten very little news. Atlantic Monthly and others have covered it. And in those minutes, they talked to the ship engineers, the drilling rig engineers, and they said that the well was leaking 2 months before, not 2 weeks before, and that the whole thing happened because BP told them to do cost-saving measures that in their words, I told them... And this is witnesses that I told them it would effing explode and catch on fire.
Well, then there's people that ought to go to jail then. It's as cut and dry and simple as that. The people who did that should go to jail.
I agree with you.
That's all I got to say.
I agree with you.
It's a Forrest Gump, and that's all I got to say about that.
We've only got about 2-3 minutes left with you, Governor. In closing, the Iran situation, they're putting more sanctions on them. They're talking about boarding Iranian ships engaged in regular commerce. Israel's got nuke subs off their coast. Iran has backed off trying to run through the Israeli blockade. What's your view on what even the L.A. Times is saying today could shape up to be the start of World War III?
Shape up to World War III or not, but I think it's been on the radar screen for a long, long time. Let me finish your show by telling your listeners this. I have become a huge fan of Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty. I've read all his books he's written. I now have 8 hours of CD that I've become in contact with. And for those that don't know who Colonel Prouty was, he died in 2001, but he always said, nothing just happens. Everything is planned. And the point being is, Fletcher Prouty was the Mr. X character in Oliver Stone's great movie JFK, the character played by Donald Sutherland. That's who he was in real life. And when you read Prouty's books, you will get a total new history lesson from World War II to today. And you'll understand clearly that each and every one of these wars is pre-planned, that they're always planned for third world countries, and that there's never anything that the military can achieve in which to declare victory. And that's exactly what we've had in every war since World War II.
And Skyhorse Publishing...
It does not surprise me, Alex, that we're going into Iran. I think it's been planned for decades.
And Skyhorse Publishing has republished The Secret Team, available at InfoWars.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, thanks for spending time.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.